When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In white satin, never reaching the end. Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Nights in white satin.
All right. Wait, where's my music? First, I'm going to say this. Look, this is some real talk from your friend, Tom. I don't horse around here. You know that. When the kid shows up, it's real talk. This ain't no, we're not peddling trash here. Right, Mike? Thank you. Mike gets it. Not many get it. Mike gets it. You know what else Mike gets? Your calendar order. That's right. It's the best show. What's up, everybody? My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of tonight's installment, and boy, do we have a show for you. The topic tonight is... I need you to figure out the five people you would pick to start Earth over. That's right. We're starting it over. Earth 2. Reboot. Gritty Christopher Nolan style, right? Let's reboot it. Earth reboot. Who's the five people that kick off the reboot? The phone number 201-332-3484. We also have... rock star / comic book star Nick Thorburn in studio. He'll be in later. Our friend Nick is coming by to say hi. And we've got your old friend Tom is going to make a very special announcement about something that's happening that's going to change the very fabric of the best show. What's that going to be? Well, you'll find out soon. We're going to start it off, though. We got a world premiere record now, right? World premiere. Now, you know there's this band, Sunshine in the Rain. And we are friends with them, and they're great. And I love them so much. And they put an album, a single out, then they put an album out. The album's so good. Single was so good. Guess what? They're back for more. They're not done. They're back for more. They got a new album coming out. End of October. It's coming out. And get ready for this thing. I'm telling you, man. The album's called Beneath the Stars, and we're going to get a world premiere song from it. Right, Pat?
Yeah.
We got that coming up. And let me also say, Dudio... feel better, buddy. Studio's under the weather. I miss you. I'll say this. I miss you. You know, everybody here misses you. Everybody. Feel better, Studio. And we're going to hear, after the theme song, we'll hear the new record from Sunshine in the Rain. Album Beneath the Stars comes out end of October, and it's on Ernest Jennings Records. You can order it over at their Bandcamp. But right now, I tell you, you sit back, you relax. You relax! And you listen to... often imitated. Yeah. No kidding, right? Often imitated. I made this whole thing. I made this. Best Show made it. I hear it. I hear these other shows. You don't think I hear the Best Show and all these things? These bums and half-wits. Wholesaling. We've been crafting here for years. Wholesaling it. Feel like I'm at a bleeping flea market sometimes. Hear the things we did. Best Show. up. Best show. Here we go. 3 hours. Mirth. Music. Mayhem. Remember when that used to be the thing I said? Well, guess what? I just said it again. Here on a Tuesday night is September. Makes its way into October. Fun times for everybody. Fun times for all. Right? Grand old time. Sit back. Right? You sit back by the old record player. Well, record player? No, we're not playing records. That's a record player. You sit back and you listen to the show on whatever you got. And look. Some people hearing this thing in the future, they're not hearing it tonight. This might be going down AI style, right? 4,000 years from now, a little robot kid is playing it through his little speaker. And that little robot kid says, he's looking for answers about life. And then who shows up? That's right. A robotic Jim Harbaugh. And he says to that little robot kid, he tells him to what now? That's right. He tells him to
drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
That's right. And really, guys, wise words. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. Who gets the first tattoo of that, Mike? Right? You? You're going to do it? All right. Well, look, maybe we'll find somebody to do it for you. Drink as much milk.
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Hi, Coach. Yeah, I've been drinking milk. My little belly has been holding a fair amount of milk because I've been drinking it in all the different types, the whole milk and the 2% and the chocolate milk. And I'm 27 years old, and my doctor said I'm dying of natural causes because of all the milk I've been drinking.
Drink all the milk your little belly can hold. We just heard Sunshine in the Rain from our friends in that band, and they have a new record coming out, and that was a great song. Love it. Love it. Just the Way It Goes. Album comes out next month. The phone number, 201-332-3484, and we are talking about, who are the five people you pick to reboot Earth? Who do we get to reboot Earth, huh? What are we going to do here? We gave it a good run, right? Maybe it's time to start over. Who do you get? AP Mike? Start him? At least you'll have calendars. That counts. That counts for something. You're going to need to construct some sort of system to keep track of the days. AP Mike's got you locked down with that, right? Right, Mike? For 1 year. Well, you just keep repeating the same year over and over. Mike and I recorded Sad Mirage, episode of Sad Mirage, our hit, unfunny. It's funny, though. I think it's as funny as anything, but we're not trying to be funny on it. Me and Mike just shooting we're talking about the real stuff. And let's just say, a little teaser, coming soon to eBay, Mike's Memories. You gonna do it, Mike? For the holidays. Get a little piece of Mike's life. Best show, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Justin.
Justin, what's up, Justin? Where are you calling from?
Staten Island.
Justin from Staten Island. What's going on Staten Island tonight? What are you doing?
I'm actually in the island of Manhattan right now.
But okay.
I'll be going home later, but I just have something for the topic.
What are you taking, the ferry back? You taking the ferry?
Express bus.
Express bus. What's your favorite thing on Staten Island? What do you like best?
Staten Island Yankees.
The Staten Island Yankees, their minor league team. How'd they do this season? How did the Staten Island Yankees do?
I actually worked there, and they did very well.
Mm-hmm.
They did very, very, very well.
Who's the star of the Staten Island Yankees? Who's the guy that makes everybody cheer?
Scooter. Scooter, the who is the mascot.
Scooter.
Who actually dabbed for me once.
Yeah, all right. No players, though? Nobody actually on the field? Anybody cares?
No, they're pretty bad, actually. They're not very good.
So what do you got here? What do you got, Scooter? You want to do five people?
Yeah, I'll take it one by one, and I'll just base it off how you react.
You don't tell me how I'm going to tell. I tell you. Because seriously, think about it, Scooter. You're going to call up and tell me. I'll tell you how you're going to take. Look, we're not on Staten Island right now. If we were on Highland Boulevard, you want to talk tough to me, I might have to fall in line. Yeah. We're not in the Lemon Tree parking lot, my friend.
Just hear my list.
You don't tell me how it is. Hey, you don't tell me how it is. We're not over in Newdorp, right?
Newdorp, New York.
Yeah, we're not in Sedudos. We're not getting a cone at Sedudos. You don't tell me. If we were getting a cone at Sedudos, you wanted to drop your list on me, I'd have to accept it. But no, you're not. We're not a Pasticceria Bruno. Ordering a hazelnut dessert. So, this is how I want this to go down. You got your list of five?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Scooter, here we go. Number one.
Henry Rollins.
Why?
He's traveled the world. He's old enough to have a good understanding of how the world operates.
Pretty good. That's a pretty good justification.
He's very strong. He's stronger.
He's strong and he's seen the world. Number two.
2018 Lydia Lunch.
From Lydia Lunch, a retrovirus. Her
yes,
band.
Yes.
And why?
Specifically her spoken word funk music that she's working on recently.
Right. Why Your list of people revise to reboot the Earth. You got two pretty close to each other right off the bat, Rollins and Lydia Lunch. You're pulling from a smaller pool right off the bat than I would have thought. But why Lydia Lunch?
First, I'd say in the same vein of why I chose Henry Rollins. Two very, very strong people.
Okay.
So that covers the punk part of the theme, but
number
I have three other ones that you'll really like.
Number three,
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. Why?
He's up at all times of the hour. He cares about his family. He's working out at 4 a.m. Yeah. I'm sure you've seen his schedule.
Oh, I care. What do you think? You don't think I work all nights, all time of night? I'm sleeping 4 hours a night tops lately, my friend Scooter. I think I roll. I'm supposed to be impressed that Mark Wahlberg has his butler wake him up. Right? Brings some bee pollen shake. I ain't got nobody doing that for me. I got to get up. I got my dog, Good and Poochie, breathing hot dog breath in my face, trying to wake me up. That's the only alarm I got. I'm going Rocky style with this. I don't got my butler. So Mark Wahlberg, because he's up at all hours of the night and he exercises. Okay.
Yes, because if he's helping to foster a good community and for the new earth, he needs to be up at all hours.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Number four.
Ted.
Who?
Ted from Ted.
Tad. The rock star Tad Doyle.
No, Ted.
Ted. Oh, the bear.
Yeah, the bear.
Well, you got it some tood, my friend. Yeah, the bear. Yeah, you know what? You're probably not even from Staten Island.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm from Eltingville.
Eh, you sound like a phone. You sound like a phone. You're probably from Bergen County.
Oh, no, I really am from Staten Island. Don't insult
you sound,
me.
You sound like
I go to South Beach for Gabagool every Sunday.
You sound like a Vampire Weekend real estate fancy lad, Titus Andronicus fancy lad, Bergen County.
No, I'm not from Bergen County, although I love North Jersey.
So why would you pick the bear Ted as the fourth person to save Earth?
Because he's very funny, and he's also very dirty, which I think we need in the group.
Right.
I think he's got a little bit of a bad mouth.
Number five is who now? Final person to help reboot Earth.
Megan Fox.
Did you just wake up from a coma from 2011 or something? Ted, Megan Fox, Mark Wahlberg.
I was gonna say John Katzenmatidis too.
So why Megan Fox?
We need more girls on the list, so I just thought that would be a good one.
I think
she'd work well with Lydia Lunch.
Here you go. Here is the verdict. Henry Rollins, Lydia Lunch, Mark Wahlberg, Ted, and Megan Fox. Let's do the calculation. Hold on, I gotta shut this off. Here's the calculation. Wait for it. Earth is dead.
No!
Earth does not survive with that terrible list. You're the secret shame of Staten Island with that attitude. You can't even get in that 7-Eleven. They shouldn't even let you in that 7-Eleven on the corner of Highland Boulevard and Newdorp. They shouldn't even let
you in.
There's
no 7-Eleven on the corner of Highland Boulevard.
Of course there is. You know there is. Right on the corner there. You know it. They shouldn't even let you fill a Slurpee with a Deadpool 2 cup. Get off my phone. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Tim in Chicago.
Tim in Chicago. What's up, Tim?
Not too much. I just thought I'd call in and tell you about my contribution to the AP Mike Headshot Challenge.
Ah, it's the ongoing challenge where people take the headshots that AP Mike sells over at apmike.bandcamp.com, which are still available,
yes.
Mike? The headshots, yes, they still are.
And I got to tell you, these things, they get out so quickly. It's so efficient. It's like you order it and it's there.
Yeah.
By the end of the week. It's incredible.
It's unbelievable. The customer, he's got his own, it's like Amazon, right? It's like Amazon if they only sold three things. A calendar.
It's like Amazon if they only sold three things and they were a source of goodness.
Yeah, Mike's like a good Amazon, right?
Very much so.
So what did you do with Mike's headshot? Because the whole thing was placing his headshot in a unique location and then taking a picture of it.
Right. Well, what I had Mike do, I asked him when he signed it to just write two thumbs way up. And there is, for reasons that I cannot determine, there is a advertisement for the John Travolta movie Gotti at a bus stop at the intersection of Ashland and Division in Milwaukee in Chicago. It's still up. And so I went over there. I got a photocopy of my headshot and I taped it right on the advertisement. And
very
so now we got John Travolta's face and then it's AP Mike with a two thumbs way up.
Very nice. Very nice. You hear that, Mike?
Mike liked it on Twitter.
He did like it. He'll like anything on Twitter, though. he's one of those guys you look, he's got 5,000 followers, and he's following 6,000 people.
Yeah, well, he gave me a follow, and I got really excited, and then I realized he's at about 1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah, you realize it's worthless. A follow from AP Mike is truly worthless.
It's worth less than zero. I thought it was worth.
That's worth nothing. Literally nothing. It's worth literally nothing. Because he shows no discretion with it. He'll follow anybody.
You know, you're right. You're right. It is worthless.
I'm sure you look at his thing. He's probably following all these New York Mets. He's probably following like anyone. You following any baseball players, Mike? Gronk? Mike follows Gronk, apparently.
That's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, imagine that guy typing away Gronk. How many keyboards does Gronk smash when he tries to, like, tweet with those Hulk hands of his?
He probably just uses his forehead. He just bangs his forehead on the phone.
That guy Gronk. First, because there's this guy, he plays for the New England Patriots, and this guy is like a dumb RoboCop, right? What would you say, right?
Dumb RoboCop, yeah.
Like a dumb football-playing RoboCop.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, wins all these things because he plays with this one guy, Tom Brady, and, like, they've won all these Super Bowls. But he's,
they got the coach, too. Belichick.
Mm-hmm. He's actually here right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, can I talk to him?
Sure, hold on. Coach, you want to come in here? Somebody wants to talk to you. Hello.
Oh, hey, Coach. My name's Tim. I'm from Chicago. How are you? Okay. I was just wondering where you get your sweatshirts.
Well, I really just want to talk about the upcoming game. Really focus on that. Not really looking to talk about anything other than the game.
Oh, sure. What's your strategy for protecting the quarterback?
I really would just like to focus on the upcoming game as much as we can. Focus on the practice for that, and I do like Bon Jovi.
That all makes sense. Thanks, Coach.
I do like Bon Jovi.
Hey, Coach, is Tom still there?
Yeah, he left. The coach just left. Coach Belichick just left.
It's amazing. Tom, I was wondering, somebody posted this on the Friends of Tom Facebook group, so I'm totally aping somebody else's contribution here, there's a band in Chicago called Milk Belly. Are you aware of this band?
Yes, everyone on earth has told me about Milk Belly.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
fine.
Sorry to be
That's
the...
fine.
Drink as much milk
They're
as a
fantastic,
little
belly can
hold.
They're a fantastic ensemble. You might like
good?
Them a lot. They've been touring with the Breeders this summer.
We're not doing it tonight. What if they did that? What if you go to see the Breeders, right, and suddenly they go...
Oh, so it's really crazy.
And they're like, we're not doing it. Can you imagine? What if they said, we're not doing it unless you throw more money at the stage, if we need to count $500 more dollars? And they just tease
I'd
it.
I'd contribute $13.
You know what I'd say? Just play Divine Hammer. It's better than Cannonball, right? That song, Divine Hammer?
You're shooting above my head.
Oh, come on. Tighten it up, Chief. Get off my phone. You know the Divine Hammer? You know that song, Mike? Yeah. It's a classic. Well, their best song is Safari. That's their best song. Best song, best video. Man, that's a good song. Safari. Good stuff, Jack. best. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Nick from Albuquerque.
What's that now?
It's Nick from Albuquerque.
Nick from Albuquerque. Sounds like you're talking in the can here. You got a lot of echo.
Sorry about that.
That's
yeah.
all right. That's all right, Nick. What's up? Were you recording a Righteous Brothers record in there?
I thought I'm going to turn this fan off.
Say this, though. I want you to say this. Say, repeat after me. Ready?
Baby, baby, I'll get down on my knees for you.
Baby, on my knees.
All right, skip it. Okay, go ahead. What can I do for you tonight, my friend?
I got one for the topic.
What's that now?
Nice little world, I think. So I'm thinking it would be, we got to rebuild the population. So I'll be there, you know, I'm one. Then Lil Wayne is to be there too.
So it's you and Lil Wayne, you and Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. Who else?
Yep.
Who
Nick
else?
Thorburn.
Who?
Nick Thorburn.
Nick Thorburn. Okay.
Of Ireland.
That's exciting.
Especially if we're on the island.
So, yeah. Well, no, you're repopulating.
Silent Johansson.
You're trying to save Earth. Hold on. So it's you, Lil Wayne, Nick Thorburn, Scarlett Johansson, and who else?
Dudio.
And Dudio. Hold on. Let me run it through the computer. The fate of Earth with this caller, Lil Wayne, Nick Thorburn, Scarlett Johansson, and Dudio is? Hold on. Earth.
Good Entertainment.
Does not survive. Earth dies. Sorry.
Aw, oh, man.
Yeah.
Right, bro.
Best show. Hi.
Wait, hang on. I got. Oh.
Hello.
Sorry about that. My watch alarm went off.
Your watch? That's your watch alarm.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Wow. That's.
What else would it be?
I mean, a watch alarm. I thought would just go like, beep, beep, or something like that.
Boring.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
That's a snooze.
Well, I know who this is.
You do?
I do, yes.
Okay, tell me, who am I?
This is Philly Boy Roy. Roy Ziegler, a.k.a. Philly Boy Roy.
At your service. Or actually, you should be at my service at this point.
Sure. I'll be at your service, Philly Boy Roy.
Okay. Whip me up some eggs.
How would you like your eggs, sir?
How about sunny side over the other side? Sunny, I'm not a big egg guy, so I don't know what to order.
Sunny side surprise over me. The other side.
Yeah, surprise me.
Okay. I'll poach them, sir.
Okay, that sounds delicious.
What's going
on?
My God. What's going on, Roy?
What a day, huh? A lot of news coming out of Philly today. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
You see, Bill Cosby, he got sentenced 3 to 10 up there in Norristown today, and he's going to do time up there in Collegeville.
He got sentenced today, Bill Cosby, yes.
It came down today. And look, I ain't going to lie. When I was a child, I loved his albums.
But then he turned out to be a grade-A criminal monster, okay? And I'll tell you another thing. That guy's a blight on all things Philly, and that piece of deserves even more jail time, if you ask me. I'll tell you, man, what a creep.
Yeah, hey, Roy, I had to bleep you there with that. You gotta watch your mouth on that.
I gotta watch my mouth?
Yeah, you gotta watch your mouth on that, the language like that.
Well, look, you can't talk to me like that.
I can't talk to you that like that. Why can't
no.
I? Why can't I talk to you like that?
Because I am gritty.
You're gritty.
Yeah.
Gritty. It's so gritty. Gritty's not the first word I would use to describe you, Roy. But it's actually not. It's kind of accurate. Call you gritty.
What are you on about, son? Crack Channel 6 Action News much? It don't sound like you do.
Well, no, I don't crack Channel 6 Action News ever, so you're right on that. Well, you're right on that.
You're lost. Okay, well, what I'm getting at is you are grunting at Gritty, the new mascot of the Philadelphia Flyers professional hockey team.
You're the new mascot of the Philadelphia Flyers, the NHL franchise.
Yes, Gritty.
Gritty. Okay, well, look, congratulations on being Gritty. How on earth did this come about?
Well, you know, what's funny is I barely remember how it came about.
Okay.
You know, I was DAU, drunk as usual, making my way through South Philly, and I stopped at McFadden's for a dose of vitamin Yingling.
For a dose of vitamin, okay.
Yeah, I was really deficient in that vitamin.
Well, it is important to take your vitamins.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm glad you're looking after yourself.
I take all the vitamins, vitamin T.
Uh-huh, what's that?
Tasty cake.
Okay.
Vitamin TC.
What's that?
Guess.
Vitamin PC?
Yes.
What would that be?
Peanut juice.
Peanut juice. Okay. Vitamin PC. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, there's this suit and tie guy at the bar.
Uh-huh.
And I sidle up next to him, and we start gabbing, right?
Uh-huh.
It turns out he's an executive in the Flyers front office, right?
Okay.
And I must have pitched him an idea for a Flyers mascot, because a week later he calls me and says, it's a go!
Okay.
So I go down to the Wells Fargo Center to talk to them about it, you know, mm-hmm. and they show me the gritty suit. And then they're like, yeah, we're just going to get some young dude or some young woman to wear it. And then they're going to be gritty. And I'm like, that's like letting some child from School of Rock sub for Buck Dharma.
Uh-huh.
And Tom, you ain't going to believe this, but they didn't know who Buck Dharma is.
These employees of the Philadelphia Flyers didn't know a specific member of Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, these guys are in, like, their early 40s.
Yeah. Wow, oh my, who could believe that, huh? That sounds like
What a sorry state of affairs.
Really, it really is, it's falling apart, huh? Right in front of our eyes.
Going down the tubes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I pick up the piece of paper on the dude's desk that describes Gritty, and I go, hello, there's only one person in this whole damn town that fits this description, and you are looking at him.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, what exactly is Gritty?
Okay, well, Gritty's official bio, his official thing, is it reads like this. A subterranean entity that emerged from the bowels of the Wells Fargo Center during construction, just like in The Phantom of the Opera, and he feasts on hot dogs. Now, Tom, Have you ever heard anything that was more me than that?
No, actually. I would have thought that was from your bio.
Like, yeah, like, exactly. Like, had I gone to high school or junior high school, that would have been on my my yearbook photo underneath it, next to activities. Guess what my activities would have been?
Something about the parking lot, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Parking lot lord.
Yeah. What other activities?
Smoking.
Sure.
Smoking weed.
Yeah.
Selling weed.
Okay.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah. Do you know, can you name one member of Blue Oyster Cult, Roy?
Of course I can.
Other than Buck Dharma?
Of course I can't.
You can't. Okay.
No.
So why are you going off on them for only not knowing Buck Dharma? You only know one member.
Well, is that Mike? That's not a crime. I'm not in management.
Well, that's a fair point. That's actually right? True. They are probably supposed to know these things.
Take that to the cleaners.
Sure.
And without too much starch.
Yeah, and that does sound like you, though, that description.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I'm going to keep adding to Gritty's, you know, his story and his M.O. So I'm going to keep adding things like he bathes every night in a vat of warm Yingling.
Okay.
And he gets his secret powers from listening to My Many Smells by the Dead Milkman.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he needs a steady supply of peanut chews or he'll start slashing people with his ice skates.
Okay, all right.
Pretty scary, right?
It's very scary, actually, yeah.
Hey, speaking of skates...
Yeah?
Well, I lied and I told the management I could skate real good.
Okay.
A little bit of a fib. I'm real good at the actual skating part, but it's the starting and the stopping that's really hard.
Well, that's a pretty important component to skating.
Well, I found that out the other night. It was my first night, right?
Yeah.
And I was firing off my T-shirt gun.
Uh-huh.
And I wiped out.
Okay.
And everyone started laughing, rightfully so. I mean, I'm like a plush animal, right, guy.
Yeah.
And I played it like it was a joke, too, and I meant to do it, but I really hurt my coccyx.
When you fell? You hurt
your
coccyx?
You know, okay. I don't have insurance, so could I send you a picture of my coccyx?
No, you can't. No.
That was the one thing about school I liked, is that in health class I could say that all I wanted, and no one could yell at me.
Untouchable, huh? You were untouchable.
Yep. Oh, excuse me, Miss Stover, where's the coccyx again?
Uh-huh. Never got tired either, did it?
No, I must have did it to her like 500 times.
Yeah,
she was so mad.
Gained strength, actually. Like
absolutely.
Somehow got funnier.
It did. It's funniest. I think it's the funniest it's ever been just now.
Right now, it's... Okay. Well, I'm glad glad you found something to laugh at.
I did, you know. Uh-huh. And I'm laughing a lot now because it's funny how things have a way of changing for the better. You know, if you think about it, you know, I got kicked off the Eagles just a couple months ago, but I end up finding a home just across the parking lot with them Flyers.
Very,
pretty cool, right?
Very cool. It's very interesting that you would you'd lose one thing and you'd gain another thing.
Absolutely. Just like, I'm sure it's just like some kind of board game.
Uh-huh. Okay. Board. Okay, sure.
Uh-huh. And you know what else?
What?
I don't want to get mystical or nothing, but this feels like what we in the know call a full circler.
A full circler.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, back in 1976, the Flyers actually had another furry mascot, and his name was Slapshot.
Uh-huh.
And Slapshot only lasted one season before he disappeared.
Oh, okay. All right. And what was it? Just kind of like he was not popular with the fans, and then they stopped using him?
No, he literally disappeared. It was after a game with the Atlanta Flames.
Huh. Well, that's strange. And did they have any idea what happened to, what was his name, Slapshot?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. You're clearly. Yeah. Okay. Come on. What do you know about this?
I don't know nothing about it.
You're being very weird, Roy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I just said. No.
Yeah. Okay. What do you?
That's a standard answer.
Sure. Oh yeah. It just sounds. What do you know what happened, or not to, Slapshot?
Alright, look. All I can say is that Slapshot was last seen getting into a blue Honda Civic with a Pennsylvania license plate that read PHLMNSTN. That's all I know.
Let me write that. What was that again? Say it again.
PHL.
PHL.
MN.
MN.
STN.
STN. Okay, so a lot of these license plates just remove the vowel, so PHL is probably, that's probably Philly, right?
Right, probably, I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably Philly, and then, was it MN?
Yeah.
Man.
It sounded like you wrote it down.
I'm trying to decode it now. Phil.
Okay.
Wait. This seems like Philly Man Stan. Is what it's, didn't your father, was that like, or some other relative call himself Philly Man Stan?
Look, don't ruin this for me, okay? This is the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
Becoming gritty.
I'll tell you, I was already a god in this town, but this is going to make me like Zeus, the dad of all them lesser puny gods. You know, as written in the Bible in, what's the passage? Copulations 12:67.
All right, there's a bunch of things wrong with that last statement. I don't think Zeus is in the Bible. And I'm 99.999% sure. There's no section called copulations.
Oh, you know, I think you're right about both. It wasn't Zeus. It was Hercules. And the chapter was compulations.
Uh-huh.
No, compilation.
Compilations.
Yeah, it was inspired by those Maximum Rock and Roll compilations.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I like that part in the Bible where it teaches you how to book your own bleeping tour.
It does, yes. You know, yes. God knew everything back then.
Yeah, in the New Testament, you can book your own tour if you just follow.
God knew back then that everybody, literally everybody in America was going to be in a band at some point in their life.
Yeah, yeah. So that's when he formed Maximum Rock and Roll.
That's right. I'm just glad that now, four out of five commercials that we see feature people in rock bands.
Yes, a lot of commercials for people just playing guitar, just with other people. Just like there's so many casual bands out there that people.
Well, and also everyone's on tour too, so you gotta have Advil if you're gonna make your sound check.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't play without my medicine.
That's right. Oh, boy.
You know.
I don't like it. Well, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, well, look, things are going well for you, Roy. You know.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, this gig could not have come at a better time. I'm going to level with you,
okay.
Straight, okay?
How so?
Rhoda kicked me out of the house.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay. She found out I was raising pigs in the basement.
Uh-huh.
And then I got fired yet again from the pencil factory.
Uh-huh. All right, well, what did you do this time?
I didn't do nothing! Okay, I was raising pigs there, too.
Why are you suddenly raising pigs?
Well, I hadn't thought it through enough, you know? It just seemed like something cool to do. I mean, who don't like pigs?
Uh-huh. Well, they are cute. Well, you know, they're big, though, right?
Well, I didn't know how big they get. I thought it was going to be kind of like, remember in Better Off Dead when he wears that, he works at the burger place and he wears the pig nose with the apron?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was going to be like that.
So you thought it would be a costume somehow?
Yes.
That you'd raise real pigs?
Yes.
And it would be nothing more than a removable costume.
Absolutely, and then I could parade around in the costume blasting everybody wants some.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Pig, yeah.
It didn't work out that way, though.
No, it didn't. So it didn't go well?
No, look, and so I got kicked out, I got fired, so no place to live, no money coming in, but now I got a job and I can sleep at the Wells Fargo Center every night.
Okay.
But listen.
Yeah.
They don't know that I'm doing that, so keep your pie hole squinched, okay?
Keep my pie hole squinched.
Squinch it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Gritty. Should I call you Gritty or Roy?
Oh, boy. How about King Roy?
Okay, King. I'm not calling you that.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you make enough money being the Flyers mascot to survive on?
Not really, but I get to go through the players' pockets in the locker room when I'm not on the ice.
Uh-huh. So when you... Wait. Hold on. What do you mean when you say you get to go through their pockets? This is somebody saying you can do that?
Well, the front office said to make myself at home, and that's what I do at home.
That's okay. That's, yeah. When they say make yourself at home, they mean go, you can help yourself to a soda.
Oh, not what's in everyone's wallets and pockets?
No, they're not. That kind of goes outside the bounds of make yourself at home.
What about their cars? Because a lot of the time the players leave their keys in their pockets, and I go snooping around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'd say that's out of bounds also.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
Rats. Well, you know, as part of my Gritty gig,
yeah.
I got to go visit sick kids in the hospital, and I'm late getting over to Pennsylvania Hospital. I got to get over there right now.
Uh-huh. But it's like after 10 o'clock at night now. Isn't that a little late to be visiting sick kids?
Oh, well, you know, I was supposed to be there at 4 p.m., but I overslept, and, you know, the day just got away from me.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, you know, I'm a star. They get me when they get me.
Oh, that's classy. That's...
That's how it works.
Yeah. You've been doing this for not a long time.
4 days.
4 days, and you're already pulling rank on people.
Mm.
On children, sick children. Wait, what was that?
Beer.
Oh, please. Please tell me you're not drinking a beer before you go over and see sick kids.
Look, listen up. It's not a big deal, okay? And it's a proven fact that Howdy Doody, Big Bird, Alf, and Mayor McCheese all puffed tough before they visited kids in the hospital. I've done my research. Now you do yours.
All right, that sounds... I don't know how you would prove that Big Bird smoked weed before he visited kids in the hospital.
It was in that movie with, what's his name, Michael Keaton? Came out a year ago.
Birdman?
No, about McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, that movie.
Our Leader, is that what it was called?
The Founder.
Founder, yes, yeah. Yeah, there was one scene where Mayor McCheese is totally doing rips in a hospital.
With the founder of McDonald's?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, now you're making me question it.
Yeah. I don't know if I would have remembered the scene when the founder of McDonald's hung out with Mayor McCheese as he got high.
Oh, you know what? That was a dream I had. Forget
yeah.
it.
Okay, that sounds
that was
a little...
a dream.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What? What is it?
I left my Gritty costume at the arena.
Uh-huh. So where are you now?
Well, I snuck back into my old house to watch TV. Well, I guess I'll just have to improvise a costume. Hang on.
Yeah, wait. What are you doing?
I gotta put something together, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're trying to find a costume?
Yeah. You know, maybe those kids don't even know what Gritty is yet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here we go. Voila! And I am ready to bring joy to the hospital children of Philadelphia.
Okay. What are you wearing, Roy?
Well, I have these old painter's pants on that got red paint all over them. Kind of looks like blood splashes.
Uh-huh.
I got a torn Flyers jersey.
Yeah.
Ski boots.
Okay.
These cool Freddy Krueger knife finger gloves. And I got a Creature from the Black Lagoon mask.
Oh, great. That, yeah, I can't believe, even you, Roy, I can't believe you wouldn't think that that wouldn't terrify sick children in the hospital.
Relax, Grandpa, okay? Kids today have seen it all. Have you seen these video games they're playing? They should basically just smash each other with the games at this point. And look, I'm gonna prove to you that kids will love this costume, all right?
Okay.
Look, here comes Roger Jr. She's coming up the steps right now.
Yeah.
Roger Jr. Oh, no.
What?
She freaked out. She freaked out. And now the cop who wrote his senior's date, he's putting on his gun belt. I got a bolt.
All right. Well, be careful, Roy. Roy? All right. Well, he's gone. How about that, Mike, huh? Gritty. You know Danielson, this band Danielson, that's one of my favorite bands. I love these guys. Daniel Smith and the whole rest of the family and friends. Well, I was never so thrilled as to go to my mailbox and find a new Danielson record in it. A one-sided record, one-sided 12-inch, snap out of it. Right? Snap out of it is what it is. It's got a V. Snap out of it. And it's great. It's really great. I love it. It's a limited edition record. Let's take a... We're going to play a song and then we'll bring our friend Nick Thorburn in. This is a song called Dry Goods, Dry Power from the new record from Danielson. Show. What's up, everybody? We are talking about tonight, who are the five people who you would select to restart Earth? And this Danielson record we just heard, so amazing record. It's called Snap Out of It. And that song was Dry Goods, Dry Power. It's a five-song, one-sided 12-inch. And the other side is beautifully screened. Amazing art. It's on Joyful Noise. This is a limited edition of it. Tell you, man, Daniel Smith. That dude is the real deal. There was a great documentary about Danielson a bunch of years ago. He's, I am happy that I can call him friend. But the Rye was a fan before I knew him. Great. Great, great, great. So, hey, Mike. People are asking about the calendar right now. They want to know, it's still available at apmike.bandcamp.com? It is. How have sales been? Steady? You're looking for a little spike in the action, though, huh? Yeah. Well, so, good look. Go buy his dumb calendar. I tell you, I still don't have one. I get this calendar, right? No, I don't get it. He brings one in. Who'd you bring one in for again? Yeah, someone's in studio. Sammy was here, our friend, and then Mike's, hey, you want the calendar? Gives her the calendar. Yeah, by all means, yeah. No. I'm only promoting the dumb thing 60 times a show. And no, give it away. Yeah, why should I have a copy of the thing I endlessly plug so I can do it with any level of any kind of functional knowledge about it? I'll tell you. Guy's as weird as a day is long, man. This AP Mike. He's a weird dude. But, you know, I love him. Who's not weird? Right? Red Pat? No Dudio tonight. Dudio is under the weather. Feel better, buddy. Most of us are pulling for you. One of us isn't. Not that he's not. He's not pulling for you. He's just not pulling for you. So let me just say this to you, the best show listener. My name's Tom. I do the best show. I've been doing it for a long time. Long time. These other shows, they come and go. I listen to these things, Hamburger Men and whatever. There's this new one, some roller coaster podcast. I don't even know what these things are anymore. Talk about roller coasters. Whatever. God bless you. You like roller coasters, you listen to the Roller Coaster Podcast. What's it called, Mike? Roller Coaster Alley? Up and Down. Called Up and Down. Listen to either Hamburger Man or Up and Down. You get to hear these guys go, I went and there was too much tartar sauce on my fish filet sandwich. Okay, great. Takes 2.5 hours to hear the guy talk about a fish filet sandwich. First of all, it's a filet-a-fish sandwich guy. It's not a fish filet sandwich. I don't know where you're ordering from, weird off-brand McDonald's. Civilized folks call it filet-o-fish. If you're going to talk the talk, buddy, do it right. Filet-o-fish. See, listening to the thing, guys like, I wear the thing in the wrapper for the... What? The wrapper for the my quarter pounder was all wet. Okay. Then I look online. These guys had a Kickstarter or whatever they got. God knows. Patreon. Making piles of money with this thing. Piles of money. To hear a guy talk about French fry salt. You know what? But we got our own Patreon. Patreon.com/thebestshow. And look, have we been doing it longer than everybody? Yeah. Are we doing it better? Yeah, we still are. Still better. We got the Friends podcast. Meet my friends of friends. New episodes going up every week. It's the funniest thing I've ever been involved in, some have said. I got an email from a friend. guy's like, I finally listened to the Meet My Friends podcast. It's the crowning achievement of your professional creative life. No joke. So if you're not hearing this thing, you got to support the best show. We have no ads anymore. No ads. You hear no ads. You hear no. Who are we doing things for? I don't know. I left that one hoodie in a hotel room from that one company. One thing I liked. I lost that hoodie. Squarespace seemed fine. I never built a website with it. They were all nice. Perfectly nice. Maybe the gambling one left a dirty taste in my mouth. To have to do ads the day that the state of New York filed against them. Maybe that was not the highlight of my broadcasting career. But you know what? I'm was doing what it took to pay the bills. Because this show is the best thing I've ever been involved in, and I care about it. I'll go to the mat for it. But you know what? I wasn't going to get my hands dirty no more. So you know what we did? We went to Patreon, and now you just support the show. You give whatever you can give. Patreon.com/thebestshow. And you give, if you give a dollar, that helps. Everything helps. You give $5 a month, you get all the bonus content. You'll get the Sad Mirage episode that Mike and I recorded earlier. You'll get the Friends podcast before anybody else. You get Half Hour Power. You get all the stuff. And more than that, you get other things sent. I send stickers out. I'm going to send patches out to everybody who pledged at a certain level. Those patches are here now. They're going out. And they're beautiful, huh, Pat? Yeah, they're nice. Great. Ones. Great. Don't hurt yourself. Getting fired up about the patches. Great. Tell you, it's like an air, like I'm talking to air traffic controllers out there. So yeah, support the best show, but listen to this. I'm here every week, you know that, but I gotta say this, my friends, I will be working starting next week. Yours truly is heading up Toronto bound for a while. I'm up there for a while. Be heading up there. But we're going to do the show every week. We'll find a way. We'll get it done. Best show don't stop. But I'm going to be living in Toronto. How about that? Because I'm working on a fancy TV show for once in my life. And this time, it's a funny show. And this time, they like me. So yeah, so I'll be doing that. I'll be in Toronto. We'll be doing the show. Show's not going to stop. Friends ain't going to stop. We got all of it. It's all, nothing stops. Content don't stop. You can't shut this off. Who's good here, Mike? Let me take a call, then I'll bring my friend Nick Thorburn in. Line one. Oh, boy. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. Bob, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Bob, is this Bob? Is this Avalanche Bob?
Yeah, this is Avalanche Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. That's a little Friends reference, huh?
Yeah. The topic for tonight is... five people that would start the world company again?
Yes. Who would be the people you would...
Could it be real people that have passed over?
Bob,
people
for you, Bob, for you, you do whatever you want. Why would you stop that?
Here we go. Superboy Starman, because he's got the power of the environment.
Great.
Astroman. But he came from the astral plane.
Sure.
It would be Superman, right?
Superman.
And throwing Elvis Presley. And maybe, let me think. Big Bad John. And the number one would be the creator.
So let me get this list straight. Super duper snowboard. I'm going to repeat your list. Super Duper Snowboard Man.
Yeah.
Big Bad John.
Right.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
God.
Number one, creator.
And then who else on the list?
You need one more?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
AP Mike?
Avalanche Bob.
Avalanche Bob is on the list, too, and that's a pretty...
Hey, man! Hey! Who's that? Hey! This is your evil twin. What do you mean? I thought we got rid of you. Nah, I'm back, man. I'm back. Didn't Superboard Stoneman send you off to another universe or something? Yeah, but I got back. Well, okay, wait a minute. Superboard Stoneman's here, and he's going to send you to a universe that you'll never come back. That's right. I'm here, and I'm going to do it right now. Oh, thanks, man, getting him out of my hair. Hey, this is Orphan, the big slob Orphan, the bad snowboarder. I'm here to, no you're not. I'm going to kick your butt. I'm sorry, Tom.
What's that now? What?
I'm sorry about the interruption.
No, that's okay. I didn't know. I was worried for a second there. I didn't know what was
happening. Yeah, Slab Logan, the world's worst superboarder.
Slab Logan?
Slab Logan, yeah.
Slab?
The boarder that tried to take, thinks he's going to be in the Superboard Revolution, but all he can do is fall on the fat plate.
End up like Pete Townsend because of these Avalanche bombs screaming in my ear. So what?
Pardon me?
No, I was just trying to adjust my headphones here.
Oh.
So, yeah, Flab Johnson.
Flab, yeah.
He's back. Is he making the cut for your list?
No, he's not on the list. They were just characters that came in to bother me again. I thought I got rid of my evil twin, but he popped up again.
Bad news.
And,
he's evil twin.
Yeah, because the Superboard Revolution is starting, Tom, and thanks to you, it's starting to get out there.
Is it true that the Snowboard Revolution will not
it's now called Superboard, because that's what they are. They're Superboarders.
Gil Scott-Heron's worst record.
That's right. The Superboarders.
Revolution will not be televised. What's going on now with you, Avalanche Bob? What's
okay? We got a Halloween show coming up at Maloney's Bar again.
Maloney's Bar, Mike. Mark this down on your iCal.
Yeah, that's at Maloney's Bar,
Mike,
Tupper Boulevard.
Is that Halloween night? Is that Halloween night?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Probably the week before Halloween like that,
Mike.
I'll let you know, and then we got some other shows coming up. Maybe a grand opening for some stores here in Jamaica. The guy's waiting for his license. And I'm hoping my thing is first with the commercial, the Red Bull commercial. Guy says I got a good chance of getting it.
I love it. I would love to see that happen. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, and I've got so many different things with the Superboard Revolution. I'm telling you. There's so many things we can do with it. I think it can be as big as the WWE with Tom Chaplin hosting the first Superboard Revolution show.
Yeah. Fingers from your lips to God's ears, huh? From your lips to God's ears that I can host the Superboard Revolution. That'd be something else. Right?
Yeah, man. And, Tom, again, thank you for everything.
Well, let me
say
this to you, Avalanche Bob.
You have a wonderful night, man.
AP Mike and Pat are going to be
coming. I told AP Mike, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne.
They're coming to that
Love
Maloney
these guys.
Show. I'm going to send them to the Maloney show.
Love you guys.
If I sent them there, would you bring them on stage?
Of course. It's not a stage. It's just a bar.
Okay.
But I bring them on.
Yeah. Mike, mark it in your iCal, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Pat.
Hey, so nice talking to you, Tom.
Of course, Avalanche Bob. You have a grand evening.
You too, man. You take care.
You
bye.
Take care. Bye. I feel like I can't hear now.
Little Tommy, I have bad news for you today. Little Tommy, I have bad news for you today. Little Tommy. I have bad news for you today.
Right? Right, Mike? He's still awake. I guess Blue Bloods was over. Usually you hear Blue Bloods playing in the background when he calls. He didn't mention Kid Chris, so anybody playing Avalanche Bob Bingo did not finish their thing. He didn't mention Owen Klein or Kid Chris. Mike, I got nothing to say to you. Vaguely exhausted by you. You know who I'm not exhausted by, Mike? My friend Nick Thorburn. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Tom Schapling.
How are you?
Good. It's hard to follow that.
Yeah, you can't match that energy.
No, that it's like pumping all the air into the room.
When you're in your 80s, do you hope to be bringing that kind of energy out to the world?
Yeah, I mean, and I can see an equivalency, like the doo-wop history and my Montreal indie rock kind of analog. I could see the parallels.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because you paid your dues out there in Montreal.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Hitting the bricks. Mm-hmm. The old stone, the old cobblestones out there in old Montreal.
Yeah, they're old streets.
You did. Yeah. Hitting those old bricks. So, look, you're going to hang out tonight. We'll have a fun thing, and you did but we'll talk about your book in a second. Penguins! Penguins?
Penguins, yeah.
That's right. Mike, you know, when people ask me about my friend Nick Thorburn, you know, they say, what does he do? I say, what doesn't he do at this point? This guy just does stuff and it all works. It's like we had Chris Gethard here. Oh, that's who you gave the calendar to. That's right. Mike goes, Mike, I don't see hide nor hair or one of these calendars. Mike sees Chris Gethard's coming suddenly. Oh, here comes the calendar. He only brings one in, too. What do you got to sign them out? This guy's got a skid of these calendars. He's getting a little tight with them. Little tight, little T-Rex arms with the calendar. Short arms, long pockets. Not happy about it. But my friend Nick Thorburn, he's in a rock band. He directs, he writes. Next thing he goes, oh yeah, by the way, I'm doing a comic for Fantagraphics, the greatest publisher of that ever. And then he drops it and it's beautiful and funny. And it's a hardcover thing. It's such a great book. Where is it? I have it here. Penguins. So beautiful. Look at this. How can you do this? You can't do anything. You do everything.
Stop,
it's not
man.
Fair. Right, Mike? Mike, well, look at this book. I want you to look at this. Get in here.
Oh, wow.
This is Nick's book. Oh, yeah. Hey, don't get your pizza grease all over. Well, first, wipe your hands. Not on your pants. I'm telling you, if you get pizza grease on this thing, I'm going to... All right. Holds his hands up.
It smears easily, the pages. Yeah.
Don't you smear... If I find this thing with the pizza smears all over it...
It's a good binding.
Good binding. He knows books. Oh, wow. Mike knows books. Look, go read it out there. Don't stare. I'm going to watch you read it. Is this the Great American Reading Club? Yeah, so you did this, and how has it been going?
It's been so great. And, you know, I feel like the last couple times I was on the show, which this is, I am honored to be doing the last episode of The Best Show, too. That's right.
Well, it's not the last ever. Why, do you know something I don't?
Going away for a while, and I just feel like, you know, it'll click down and then kind of trail off. I know how these things go.
No, I
know how these things go. So I am really touched to be here, and I know the last couple of times I've come every season now, spring,
sure,
summer, and now we're in fall.
Yes.
And, I know the first time I was kind of down a little bit, and then the second time I was a little down as well, but this time I really do feel like, I'm up.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You. Yeah.
I made a book. It's in the top 400,000 books on Amazon.
And that's, but that's all of the books.
All of the books. Yeah.
All of the books right now.
Currently in print.
You're holding your own in the fight.
Yeah.
Against, because there's millions.
Yeah.
Of books.
I would assume. I mean, there's at least 400,000. I'm in the top. I'm 341,780 currently. If we can get that number up by the end of the show, that would be great.
Sure. Mike, I'm not plugging your calendar for a little bit. We're going to plug Nick's book.
They update hourly, actually, on Amazon, mm-hmm. so we can actually see that in real time.
We can see the number move for Penguins. But you can also buy it at places that are, like, not...
evil?
Trash.
Right.
Like Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can buy it right from Fantagraphics, I'm sure.
Fantagraphics.com/penguins.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then bookstores. The Strand has it, apparently.
So go do The Strand, right?
Do The Strand, right. Like Brian.
Do The Strand! Remember when Brian Ferry did that song? Well, I don't remember it. We don't remember it. Imagine how weird that must have been, though. This weird band shows up, mm-hmm. It's like
from the 1950s.
Yeah, it's like some of them are from the past, and some of them are from the future,
and some of them are from another planet too.
it is the greatest. Like putting Roxy Music together must have been a thing. It's just like I'm going to act like I'm from the 50s and the future. Brian, our we have a piano player, we have a traditional mm-hmm. keyboard player, and then we have a squiggle dude.
Who doesn't know how to play.
Doesn't know how to play, but he's a genius.
Yeah.
Who would know? It's amazing that the guy who seemingly was the least, the least musical of them was the most musical of them.
That's how that works.
The greatest, and
that's
just being a thing and being nuts like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when stuff's nuts. That's why it's like when, it's easy that when it's in the past, it becomes kind of like it's like you know what it is now,
right?
That
book is closed.
Yes, the book is closed, and that's why when these things when you look at, the Emmys and, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, mm-hmm. wins all the Emmys, it's because that's a story that we already know the answer to the story of, the question being asked on the show is, can a woman do stand-up? Is that going to be possible? It's like, well, yeah, yes, I can
well, it is
I
open
can
to
field
debate.
This question now for you. It's
just
like,
kidding, yeah.
it's open to debate. It's like, I'm going to say yes, a woman can do stand-up.
Right. That's kind of an easy setup then.
But then you look at Atlanta, and, they didn't win nothing.
They didn't?
No. Because their thing is, still happening now.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
It's not
the book.
A
like us.
Book.
I feel like our books are still being written. So
yes.
I can relate to that.
Yes.
Joe Pera, did he win anything?
He did not.
Huh.
Joe Pera did not. This is who I thought should have won. Well, first of all, John Mulaney won for a stand-up thing. I was glad to see that. That was deserved. Joe Pera did not win. He should have won for something.
He should have swept.
He should have swept. Connor O'Malley should have won for his performance on the show Detroiters. Is one of the best performances I saw all year, where he played Tim Robinson's brother on Detroiters. It was so funny. And that's the way the Emmys should have gone. Should have been like, and the winner of Best Actor is Joe Pera. Joe Pera talks to you. Like, get up here, you SOB. And he goes up and wins takes the award. But yeah, award. Have you ever won an award?
Never.
Nick?
Never.
Never. You're at
zero. I'm at zero. I've been nominated.
What have you been nominated for?
A Juno.
That's the Canadian Grammy.
Yeah.
And who beat you that year? Kim Mitchell? Who was that?
It was Go For A Soda, Kim Mitchell.
Triumph?
It was his remix of Go For A Soda.
Okay.
I don't know. Some terrible thing won. Some terrible, terrible thing.
But did you feel when it happened, did it draw you in at first? And you're just kind of can you not help but take the bait?
I didn't take the bait. I didn't go to the...
You didn't go.
I didn't go. I was so in my own zone. I didn't... I don't even remember, thinking about going. It was like...
Yeah, you just knew.
I think I knew it wasn't for me and it wasn't happening. I would have... Look, I want to win an award desperately. I'll do anything, but... now, especially in 2018. In 2006, I think I was, they were just going to keep coming.
You just thought this is the, like, I'll be there for the next one.
Yeah, I'll get the next one. This is the first of many nominations, but.
Nothing. Nothing for me.
Nothing. No.
Zilch.
Zilch, yeah, I know.
The closest thing was the, when I wrote on the television show Monk, right? The show was nominated for an Edgar Award a couple times, which is the Mystery Writers Award show, which it's a very prestigious.
It sounds niche, but.
It was held at in a ballroom at, at Grand Central Station, like the whatever that adjoining hotel is. And we had a table at the thing. The Monk writers all showed up and we sat there and we're just waiting to see, like, for best mystery television show. Like, I think we might be the only one.
Mm-hmm.
But we were up against Law and Order a couple times. And Law and Order always won. Law and Order. What a mystery show.
And what a mystery that they would win. I mean.
So, yeah. So we'd sit at that table. I remember the one award show was, like, hosted by Al Roker. Like, the Edgar Awards. He came out and he was just, like, did a thing about how he loves mysteries. And
was he dressed as Homer Simpson?
He was not dressed as Homer Simpson. Okay. He was not dressed as Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
He was not wearing a head coat, a deer stalker, and a plaid trench coat. Or
right.
Now, what would that be, like a cape? It's almost like a...
I think it was a cape, yeah. Right?
Yes. Not in the books, by the way.
Really?
That outfit. That's a creation of film and television.
Oh, which is public domain now.
Yes. He comes out and he goes, there's a very special message I'm going to play for everyone. And then he plays, I believe it was just audio, of Angela Lansbury from Murder, She Wrote. And
the queen.
She's like, I wish I could be there, everybody, but I can't be. It's like, no, you don't. You very easily could have been here if you really wanted to. It was easier for you to talk into a tape recorder for 45 seconds.
Wait, it was just audio? It wasn't even video?
I think it was just audio. I really think it was just audio. Hello, everyone.
Right, it's not televised. Why?
No, no. I wish I could be there with you tonight. The Edgar Awards. And then we're nominated. And we lose. And I remember the big thing that night was, at the Edgar Awards, the big deal is that the publishers, all the mystery book publishers, there's like tables of free books out in the lobby that are like for the attendees. And then they start making it clear, like, we're not giving the books out until the award thing's over, because these people are just animals, right?
Sure.
And then as soon as we like a lost,
bunch of Agatha Christie's or
like newer books. Okay. And I remember when the thing was available, I went out there, I filled two bags with books, and I was walking. I remember walking down, like, going back to my car with like two
full of P.D. James,
just jammed with like
Grisham and James,
the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln, whatever that book was. I had like two of those, and just like, and I'm carrying these things like each bag must have been 40 pounds of just
right,
and it's just like, this is a low point. Like, I just remember the feeling of these two very heavy bags. Didn't win an award, but I jammed two bags full of free garbage. Because as soon as they make the thing, it was like a swarm of just
cafeteria style.
Yes,
just,
of just like, just where's the
your tray
of hungry.
Richard Belzer was right next to you. I'm sure. Just
there was no one at this thing. No one other than Al Roker at this thing. But these mystery...
Why is Roker there? What's his mystery?
And he went up and he was just like, well, that was a mystery. Why is Al Roker here?
Right. That won next year, didn't it?
Yeah, it was probably... I could solve that mystery. He probably was paid $3,500 to...
And a car. He got a car.
And a car.
Yeah, they picked him up.
Yeah, door to door.
Yeah.
He'll show up. He'll host the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he probably figures, he's like, let me get my hosting chops up for these award things. Because, like, who knows? Maybe I'll host the Golden Globes.
Right.
And maybe I do this, and then that leads to another thing, and maybe I'm in the mix for
From the Edgars to the Oscars.
That would be... That should be the other EGOT. What if you add a second E to it? Emmy. It's Emmy Edgar.
Because otherwise it's EGOT, really.
Yeah. It should be E. Yeah. E. You're right. It is EGOT. I think if it's going to be legit, you got to add the Edgar Awards to it. You got to win an Edgar. Or it could be Sea God, and you have to win a Saturn Award, which is the science fiction.
Oh, yeah.
So make it Sea God. A Saturn, Edgar, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
That's rare air. I don't know many Sea God winners.
Mike, who's got a Sea God? Look that up. Who? Isaac Asimov. I don't think Isaac Asimov won a Tony.
No. Probably a Grammy, though.
I'm sure he won something where he read spoken one of word, his things. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he won a tone the Grammy. And the winner, like one of those where they just send him the thing in the mail.
Right.
Like, he's like, yeah, we're not doing this at the ceremony. Isaac.
Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane will probably win a CGOT.
Yes. He does Orville, that sci-fi stuff, yeah.
He'll win one for either, like, Cosmos.
Right. Talk about a jack of all trades.
He's like the bad you.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a good
me.
You draw pictures, and yours are funny and nice, and have an artistic creative bent to them.
Yeah, I've been on the other side of Family Guy since its inception. I was always opposed.
You were opposed to Family
Guy. Yeah, I never liked it. I never liked it.
Yes, Mike. I'm tired of talking to you. Never mind. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Colette from Athens.
Colette from Athens. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on tonight, Colette?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just saw the topic and figured I would try my hand at a list of five people who should restart the world.
So this is for the reboot of Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, where would you start your list?
Number one, for sure, John Cena.
John Cena, okay.
Yeah.
Why is that?
My list isn't really focused on, like, the further propagation of the human race, but John Cena is, like, pretty much the epitome of masculinity, and I think that you need a good figurehead for that moving forward in the universe.
Okay, so that's a good one. Just mm-hmm. So John Cena is like funny, right? Funny-ish.
Yeah.
Not the fun. Look, if you put John Cena in a thing against other wrestlers, it's like, yeah, he's the funniest of all the wrestlers there. But you put him in a thing, it's just like, you know, in those things, it's like when Brian Williams was like, yeah, he's the funniest anchor man. Right? Like the funniest news anchor, Brian Williams. But then he starts thinking he's like funnier than anyone. It's like, that's okay. But look, John Cena. Okay. That's number one. Who's mm-hmm. second?
John Madden.
John Madden, the former football coach and booth jockey and namesake of the video game, franchise.
Yep.
Why John Madden?
Well, in this scenario where there are five people who are restarting Earth, like there's going to need to be a reliable means of transportation, and John Madden has a bus.
Yes. John Madden drives. He does not fly, so he drives around in a giant RV.
Yeah, I remember like when I was a kid, I owned a Madden video game, and he claimed that he drove the bus to Honolulu, so it's like a very special bus. It could get anywhere. It's great.
So Matt, yes. Who's number three?
John Taffer.
John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I'm starting to think, Colette, that you don't want Earth to continue. But I want to hear where you're going with this. Why John Taffer, host of Bar Rescue?
John Taffer, he's a problem solver, and there's going to be a lot of problems when there's five people on Earth.
Sure, he can handle the bottleneck of a crowd, right? Because there's that, he can change the menu and be like, we're doing a special cocktail.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone has a problem, just 5 minutes and it's solved.
John Taffer, picture this, Colette. John Taffer, is saving Earth. He has everyone turn around. And what is Earth renamed when they turn around? What has he renamed Earth? Well, I'm going to say this first. He would have his mixologist come in and design a drink called, like, the Big Blue Marble. Right? Like, that'd be the dumb drink that they would come up with to be just like, this is your specialty drink. It's the Big Blue Marble. And it's a drink. It's a, God, what would be in that? What's a blue liquid, booze?
Hypnotic.
Hypnotic.
Yeah, that stuff with, like, glitter in it.
Okay. Isn't there, like, what is a blue alcohol, Nick?
Windex.
That would be, yeah, sure. So it'd be just like, it's a cocktail. It's called the Big Blue Marble. It's gin and Windex. So, who's number four?
John Darnielle.
John Darnielle from the Mountain Goats. And I'm picking up on a John thread with this this list. But yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I had to establish a criterion. Like, it's a lot of people to filter out, you know?
Sure. So you're just riding the Johns this time to build the world rebuilding team here.
Yes.
So why John Darnielle?
You got to have music. And he can write novels. He's a multi-talented person.
True. Yes. He's a hyphen.
Yeah. And I guess he could also do a podcast. He's got a podcast.
That's true. I know that because when I was at the Onion Fest in Chicago, even though they had done four episodes of the podcast, it had a higher billing than me, who has been doing podcasts, who's been doing the best show since President Clinton was in office.
Yeah, since I was a child.
Ay, ay, ay. So, Colette, who's number five? Wait, let me see if I can guess. Please, you got John Cena, John Taffer, John Darnielle. Who's the other John? Who else? Who's number two on your list?
John Madden.
John Madden. I'm going to say, I don't know, who would it be?
Well, you should guess. Who's it going to be?
John. Is it a John?
Yeah.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt?
Nah. Okay. Jean-Luc Picard.
Jean-Luc Picard from
Star Trek.
Yeah. And why is that? Because somebody needs to say that the line will be drawn here. Is that why somebody needs to draw the line?
You would think that that'd be John Taffer's job, but I think that he's the one upon which the line will need to be drawn.
Are you fired up for the new Star Trek?
Oh, Tom, I can't even tell you. I have watched every episode of Star Trek by now.
Of all the characters on Star Trek, who do you think my favorite is? All of them.
Of all the Star Treks?
All the Star Treks.
Favorite series or favorite captain?
Favorite character.
Oh, favorite character? Elam Garrick.
Close. Neelix!
No, God. No.
Neelix.
Why?
Because he's a buffona. He's a clod.
He's a clod. Clown. He's supposed to be like a thief dude, and he gets conned every other episode. It's terrible. Yeah.
And now what about Seven of Nine?
I love Seven of Nine. She's great.
Yeah, she is great.
Do you like Voyager?
I don't know which one. I don't know if I like any of them. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I've seen so much of them. I guess I must like it because I've seen a lot of it.
Yeah.
Who's your least favorite character in all of Star Trek, Colette? Who's your least favorite?
Least favorite.
Q?
No, that's like, he's near the top for me.
He's near the top. Let's see.
Probably Neelix.
Zefran Cochrane
is really bad. I remember, like, when I first started watching the show, mm-hmm. like, The first time he came up was in, like, this weird, like, list of three that Star Trek does, where they were like, oh, the great scientists of the era, like, you know, Albert Einstein and Isaac Newton and Zefram Cochrane, and I almost stopped watching the show, like, immediately. Because that's a really stupid name.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Colette. When you watch Star Trek, and they're just like, why do they always, like, it's like the 2300s, right?
2400s,
it's the 2400s. Why do they never, like, when they decide to, like, put on a show or something, it's always Gilbert and Sullivan. They're skipping 600 years. They don't do any Beatles songs on this thing.
I think it's like one of those things where, like, culture has progressed so far that they just circled all the way back around.
To where they're interested. Could you, and also just imagine this. Could you imagine being interested in something that's 600 years old?
To be, I mean, like, I was an English major.
Those are the songs we're going to sing. You know those songs from 600 years ago?
Yeah, those canticles we're always covering.
Like, what? Yeah, like if now we were like, hey, let's listen to that music.
Gregorian chants.
Yeah. Gregorian chants.
Like, we're just going to go all in with Gregorian chants. 600, and it's always, I am the modern major of a blah, 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 general. It's like, so your favorite, who's your favorite? Did we say it?
My favorite Star Trek character is Ewan Garrett, probably.
All right. Who's that now?
He's on Deep Space Nine, he's a Cardassian tailor who kills people while saying puns about tailoring.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's pretty great.
All right. Colette, here's the ruling for your list to save Earth. Let's see. Hold on. Here it comes. Hold on.
Yeah.
Why aren't you playing? Play. I command you. Play. There it is. Your list of John Cena, John Taffer, John Madden, John Darnielle, and John, who was the fifth one?
Luke Picard.
Jean-Luc Picard. Earth is dead. Earth does not survive with that list. That's
so stoked.
Yes. You're done.
Good.
There, see, I knew that's where you were at with this. I knew you had no, you were not trying to save Earth.
Burn it down.
No.
You just want to watch, yeah, you just want to watch Earth go twice.
John, like, John Taffer would suffer so much.
Yeah. You just picture him. You picture him turning around when he's in the bar talking about how it, like, and this bar has the system that you can do the ordering 6 months of the free, like, whatever that thing that he is making money off of. And he turns around and a giant fireball rolls across. And you just picture his face as he realizes he's getting, that Earth is getting destroyed again. And then all that's left is a giant turtleneck and there's just a giant turtleneck shirt. All right, Colette. I wish you a grand evening and then...
Tom, can I ask you a question, though?
Sure.
There was one John that I didn't put on the list, but maybe I should have. I just, like, I saw something on Twitter where where someone found out that Jonathan Davis from Korn was in an episode of Monk.
Very true.
Why was he in an episode of Monk? That seems like a weird thing.
Simple, because there was a traffic jam, and Mr. Monk was stuck in traffic, and there was a tour bus ahead, and it was Korn's tour bus.
Oh, that's so, he, like, went, Offspring.
He went in, he hung out with Jonathan Davis, Monkey, Fieldy, and then
Head?
The other, Head, and then the other, Brian Head Welch, and then the other two guys, or the other one guy, that's it. The other guy has no, it's Jonathan Davis, Fieldy,
the other guy's Head. Just anonymous.
Keith Smith.
It's like, yeah.
They ran out of nicknames.
He's just like, yeah, when do I get my nickname, guys?
Yeah. He didn't get a SAG card that day, I'm assuming.
It's coming. Your nickname's coming, Keith. Hang tight. Hang tight, buddy. That's why Monk was hanging out with Jonathan Davis from Korn.
Well, That answers all my questions, Tom.
When I do karaoke, you know what song I want to learn at karaoke? But there's a part I need to get right before I would ever perform in front of anybody.
Oh, is it Freak on a Leash?
It is Freak on a Leash. If you're going to learn the...
Yeah. The part where it's like, I used to be able to do this.
The part was like...
Yeah, the part where it's like... not like that part.
Yes, that part.
Yeah, it's easy.
Well, I got to make sure I get it right. I already ate it when I tried to do Chop Suey by System of a Down.
That's a hard one.
I was like, wait, I don't know this song nearly as much
as I thought.
You know that song?
The End of the World as We Know It of my generation.
You don't know Chop Suey, the one song that goes, wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Put on a little makeup? Yeah.
You want it to. I don't want to trust.
I don't think you trust. Yeah.
I got a few blind spots, I guess.
Self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels refuse to die.
The guitarist from System of a Down had a band called Scars on Broadway that played before us at Coachella in 2008 and played like 30 or 45 minutes long, and then they had like three semi trucks and huge stage rig, and there was like seven of us in the band, but
yeah.
We were just waiting to go on, and they just kept going and like pushing our slot later and later until we went on like an hour late and like ran into MIA's set, and it was she was like riding real high with Paper Planes, and so we that was the beginning of the end, I would say, for me.
Yeah, she couldn't play Paper Planes that night.
No, she wanted to catch our set. So,
well, Khaled, you have a great night.
Thanks, Tom.
Mike. Still bored with you. Sorry. Father, you have forsaken me. Best show, hi. Hello?
Ooh, spooky.
I know, right? So you've been doing these book events now for your book, Penguins, Nick.
Yeah. Thornburn. Yeah, I'm trying to sell it.
Mm-hmm. At Nick from Islands.
Mm, that's
true. Which is what you will always be.
They don't let you change it, I learned.
Once you're verified, I think you're verified, locked in.
Yeah, you lose the blue check.
Because you have a band, Islands.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great band.
Oh, you're sweet to say.
Such a great band. But it's on ice right now.
It's on the ice. Yeah, it's on the back burner. It's on ice. Yeah, mm-hmm. I need to try other avenues of expression
sure.
before I return.
And then the other fellas in Islands are off doing all sorts of different things now.
Yeah, Jordy's playing in U.S. Girls, mm-hmm. really cool band.
Yeah, they're good.
Evan does a really really cool John Carpenter-y kind of. Thing called, and sort of Tangerine Dreamy thing called Shed.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam is playing. He has his own band called Mr. Griever. So everyone's, they're all busy with their
sure.
projects, which I'm happy about because they're all super talented musicians, mm-hmm. you know. So.
But for you, it's the book life now.
Now it's just lit life, yeah.
How was the press thing in Maryland?
SPX, yes. It was really, really cool. It was really amazing to see comics become this place for outsider type folks. I mean, it's always been a safe haven, but it seems to me like historically it's been like maybe white men, you know, mm-hmm. and going there, I guess it was a week and a half ago or yeah, it really felt like, It was really like a very diverse group of people mm-hmm. in cross-section. And Rebecca Sugar was there signing.
That's right. Rebecca from my friend Rebecca Sugar, the creator of Steven Universe. And she went as a fan to that first because she grew up in that area.
Right.
So she was an attendee and that was.
And she was the main attraction. And there was a line constantly around the door.
Someday I got to get a taste of what that's like.
Me too.
Someday.
Me too. No one came to see me.
Well, that's not true. You signed books.
Like one.
No.
Like maybe one. Two, Max.
Maybe two. That's, I don't buy that for a second. Maybe two.
You know, I'm building something new, so I guess you got to start, you know, you got to start small, I guess, but yeah. I'll probably give this up too. I'm not really good at anything.
Stop. Stop it. This is the worst fishing expedition I've ever seen. I'm not good at anything. First of all, it's my turf.
Right.
I'm the one.
That's
who,
why I like you so much. I feel like
I'm the career failure. I'm the five tool failure. Like, you know, in baseball, they're just like, this guy's a five tool player because he can do like all of these different things. Like, I'm a five tool failure. Like, I can fail at five different things. Like, wow, he really does not get anything going.
That's a good tombstone.
Five tool failure. That would be pretty good.
Or a song.
Or a good, yeah. Or it sounds like a band. Sounds like,
sounds like a band.
Sounds like a new metal band.
Yeah, sounds right? New metal. Five.
Whoa.
Slightly. Yeah.
Right. Hey, I'm going to put you in the face. Best show, hi.
Hello?
Hello, hi. You're here with me and Nick Thorburn. What's up?
Hello, Tom and Nick.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. You sound like a little tough guy. A little tough guy. I'm picking up a little toot in the voice, but I hope that's not true. What's your name?
My name is Ben.
Ben, what's up, Ben? Where are you calling from?
Seattle.
Seattle. All right.
I have no toot. I'm sorry if it
don't
came
worry.
True.
Don't worry. I am giving
that felt
you...
like sarcasm to me.
No. I'm sorry.
Ben,
I'm
kidding,
that's
Ben.
That's all.
You sound sweet,
Ben. Tabla rosa, Ben. So what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Well, I was at a concert this last weekend, and
let me see
I
if
saw.
I can guess who. Let me see if I can guess who you saw.
Who?
It's in Seattle.
Yeah.
What was the size of the venue? Don't even say the venue. Just how many?
I think it was like maybe 1,500.
Father John Misty.
No. Not that cool. Sorry.
Broken Bells.
No.
Who?
John Prine.
John Prine. Okay. So you saw John Prine. Very good.
And I was waiting for some refreshments, and there was a person in front of me with
When you say you're waiting for refreshments, did you mean like, you know what I mean, like, right? Nick gets it, right? You're in Seattle. Were you just like, I'm looking for some refreshments, right?
Yeah. PCP, the huge.
PCP?
Whoa.
That's a little heavy at a John Prine show. Who's that guy pulling his skin off of his skull at the John Prine show? So, you're at the thing, you're blasted out of your gourd, right?
Yeah, right. And I'm standing in front or in back of a guy who's got a King Crimson t-shirt on.
Okay, so clearly you're in back of him, so he clearly had a double-sided shirt.
Yeah.
Strike one. I don't want to, you know,
and
what?
I go in,
double-sided t-shirt. I don't want people staring at my back. You know what I mean? Look at what's on the front. That's it. Got to read tour dates on the back. Wait, slow down. I want to see where. I want to see where they played in Miami. Hey, buddy, slow down. No, go. So what did the shirt say?
Well, it had something to do with King Crimson. I don't know, but I went into full on like. Lying about
yeah, here we go.
How I like. I don't know what possessed me, but I went into this.
You're weird. This, that's like, what possessed. And you're high, is what it sounds like. Sounds like you're generally broken, like most of us. Plus, you were high, so you decided to pretend that you were a King Crimson fan.
And completely ripped you off. Like,
yeah, so you're quoting me. What did you, let me hear what you said that you passed off as your own thoughts.
I might have called him David Fripp.
Yeah, good. Well, you should have gotten thrashed in the parking lot for that. You should have been like, guys, it's the King Crimson. He's we've got brass knuckles waiting for you outside. So what? What did you say to him? Just give me start. Give me the full picture on this. You phony. You weird phony. Couldn't just keep your zip your lip. You couldn't just wait online. What were you buying? A Sprite? What were you online for?
Just booze.
Booze. Yes, you're online for booze. You're already high. You're online for booze, and you see someone's got a King Crimson shirt, so you think to yourself, I don't know two things about this band. The radio show I listen to, that guy talks about them. I'm going to just ape what he says at this person. Why?
Yeah, but, okay, I'm going to sidestep your question and just say it worked. He was super into everything I had to say.
Yeah, David Fripp. Yeah, when you started talking about David Fripp, he was into it. No, he thought you were insane. He knew you were lying. You didn't know what you were talking about. I love when David Fripp plays guitar. This guy's probably scared. He's probably scared, actually. What did you say? What's the first thing you said to him? Hey, buddy.
I said...
Hey, buddy.
Well, so I said... So actually, you know, he was so excited to talk about it.
Yeah, of course he was. You wear a shirt like that, you're just begging for someone to talk to you. As someone who wears a King Crimson shirt every once in a while, I get it. You're waiting for that moment. When that guy came up to me on the boardwalk and he's like, King Crimson. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, we get it. They don't. That might be, if I write a book, it might be called We Get It, They Don't. Wouldn't that be a good title for a book?
Yes.
We Get It, They Don't. King Crimson, huh? Yeah. We get it. They don't. He like pointed it all the animals. Just the clueless idiots walking around with their Taylor Swift shirts and their Bon Jovi shirts. We get it. They don't. So you go up to him, and what do you say?
And I say, you saw, you know, King Crimson when they came around here last year.
Because you read a date on the back of his shirt.
Yeah.
So you saw King Crimson on June 23rd when they played. You're just reading right off the back of the guy's shirt. Boy, that was a great show on June 23rd, huh?
I'm snorting into the phone. I'm sorry.
So no, it's fine, Ben. You're making my night. So you say, oh, did you see him when they played Seattle? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't. It didn't need much prompting. I said, you like King Crimson, yeah, huh?
He talked for 40 minutes then.
And then he started talking about Greg Lake a lot.
Now tell me, Ben, you as the King Crimson expert, what connection does Greg Lake have to King Crimson?
Well, as a huge super fan of yours who's listened to your Dave Weigel interview and subsequently listened to whatever's available on Spotify...
Yeah.
Which isn't much.
Not much. No, right? They do not put... King Crimson's one of the last bands to put their catalog online.
Yeah. But Greg Lake has a whole live album of a bunch of King Crimson... Yes. Sorry. King Crimson songs available online.
Yeah.
I've listened to his version. And also, my guitar teacher has taught me... I Talk to the Wind? That song? You know that song?
Do I know the song I Talk to the Wind? Yeah, I do. It's on the first album. Yeah, we all know.
So I know that song. That's the only song I know. I know the lyrics to that song and like basically nothing else. And I also know Emerson, Lake and Palmer's like classic rock radio hits. That's about it. Mm-hmm.
Like which one? Right. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Right, that one. You know that one? Carn Evil Nine. Movement Second Part Two. You know that song, right?
Is that one of their songs?
Come inside, the show's about to start, right? Guaranteed to blow your head apart, right? You know that one.
I know that song. Is that actual...
Yeah, that's them. That... Who'd you think it was?
I don't know. The Yes? Something.
Yes, it's not Yes. First of all, there's never mind. Yeah, Greg Lake was the lead singer of the first version of King Crimson.
Right, yeah, so he was talking about Greg Lake, and I was talking about that song, and we were bonding, and then he bought his booze, and I bought mine, and then that was that. But I just wanted to tell you that
you had a little connection. That's nice.
Yeah,
so. It was false. You lied to this guy.
Yeah, I lied.
Yeah. But that's fine. What is the truth, right? When you think about it, what is the truth? You gave him the truth he wanted that night, right? You're like the music man or whatever. You're like, right? You're a fibber.
Yeah. I did that with my barber like half a year ago or so too. I called you and told you about it too. Used your knowledge of George Harrison to inform my barber situation. It was good.
You know, if you paid attention to like other things other than what I'm saying, you would not have to fake it through these conversations. You can go learn other things other than things I say. Like you're completely allowed to go like learn a thing on your own and record, not just like parrot what I say on the. What did you say about George Harrison again? Ah, oh, man, all things must pass, man. That's a masterpiece. Exactly. He really showed the other two Beatles. He had all those songs they wouldn't put on the albums, right? You know why I know what you said? Because I'm just saying what I would say about it. I'm assuming that's what you said.
Oh, but then he also talked about the Grateful Dead and how they were such an amazing group of
degenerates,
awful people at the concert.
Right, yeah.
In Marymore Park in Seattle.
Yeah.
So, and then I started talking about Grateful Dead, how much I didn't like them, just like you don't like them. And I'm like, I don't really care. But like, I was
this
very
is,
upset
this is
about
what I want
it.
You to start talking about. I'm going to tell you, okay, Ben, here we go. This is the next thing I want you to talk about at a thing.
You got it.
I want you to talk about the band The Prodigy, right? Okay? Talk about Firestarter, right? I'm the Firestarter, dramatic Firestarter. Won't you be, if you see anybody with like a Prodigy, like a Fat of the Earth shirt, Prodigy, yeah, it's one of the first electro bands to really move units in the U.S. Okay.
You have to talk about it. It was all the guy behind the scenes. The singer was just the kind of the prop that was put out there.
Yeah, he was.
It was Hewlett. What was the guy's name? Keith? No, Keith.
Jamie Hewlett.
No, sorry, Keith. Anyway, the DJ was like the real mastermind. You have to talk about that too.
So rehearse that right now, Ben. You see me wearing a Prodigy shirt. What do you say?
I was like, oh man, you like Prodigy? You know the lead singer of that. Is not really the creative force behind Prodigy. It's the lead singer, Mr. So-and-so, who, you know, really masterminded the whole thing.
It was the DJ.
Keith
Hewlett?
And what's another thing he should talk about that he could fake his way through?
With regards to Prodigy?
Or just anything. Just like, what's another thing?
Something good. Yeah, what's something?
You know, Nick Thorburn from Islands really is a comic book artist in his own right.
There we go.
I like that.
He has a published graphic novel from Fantagraphics.
From a local publisher. Right here in town.
Yeah, local.
There we go.
Huge. Lake City, way northwest, or northeast, sorry.
And you could talk about the relationship between music and comics, how it's been a healthy cross cultural stream or whatever. You've got, you know, Pete Bagg and the 90s grunge movement. You could talk about that.
Yeah, well, so comics are something I can talk about with some authority.
There you go.
Pete Bagg moved down to Tacoma. Anyway, all right.
All right, well, so look, thanks for the call, talented Mr. Ripley. you weird shell of a human.
Calm,
all right,
man.
Thanks so much.
All right,
Tom,
Ben.
And
I can say this, Ben. I can say this, Ben. You're all right in my book. You're all right in my book.
Mine too.
Oh.
See? Yeah.
Oh.
Nick,
very good
literally,
night.
Nick literally has a book, Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I don't have a book. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Pat, is that thing working? Did it work?
Call of Duty says it takes forever to charge.
Okay.
So I think it was just totally dead. So.
It's not going to charge in time?
I'm going to try it now.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Should we talk about Paul Simon?
You saw Paul Simon, his final show.
His final show. And you know, I saw him because I was listening to you, mm-hmm. and you were kind of maybe referencing the final show with maybe in a disparaging way. And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to be in New York mm-hmm. during this show. So I looked and then I immediately got tickets. And I know we agree on a lot of things, and I know we disagree with Mr. Simon. But
well, look, I admire the Simon and Garfunkel records. I like the first couple Paul Simon albums
yeah,
at some point.
Yeah, that self-titled solo record.
Yeah, I like some of those songs. I like his hits.
Yeah.
He's got good hits.
He's got good deep cuts, too, though. Run yeah. That Body Down.
I don't know that one.
Duncan?
Like Dunkin' Donuts?
I think it was where Dunkin' Donuts got the name for the chain.
Look, the Graceland record, right?
So I was 5 when that record came out.
Yeah.
That might have something to do
with
it. Yes,
I was not 5. I was older than 5 when that record came out. And it drives me up the wall, that record. I don't know.
There's some depth in there, though. If you, I don't know. I found the show very moving and, really one of the best concert experiences mm-hmm. I've ever seen.
That's great.
And he came out, and this is not a bit, he came out and he had e-cigarettes for legs, actually.
Oh. Mike, how did you let that happen? It's a live one. I just got live e-cigs for legs by someone I'm friends with. Just did it to me. Oh, just got e-cigged. When he came out, but you saw him, right? You did see him?
Yeah. Yeah, it was in Flushing Meadows Park mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. Flushing, Queens, and mm-hmm. you know, it was where where he grew up, and mm-hmm. so a lot of the songs that are about New York, mm-hmm. it was just really, sure. I was moved.
Look, I get the guy did it, he did it.
The Great American Songbook.
You don't pull that. You can't be a bum and do what he did. I get it. There's great songs.
He did play catch with the audience.
It just doesn't move me past the hits. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what that's like
mm-hmm.
when somebody doesn't spark to when you the connection does not go deeper.
Yeah.
There's like a technician. He feels like a technician to me sometimes.
There's a craft. Yeah. He definitely when he writes lyrics, it's very.
I picture him physically writing them mm-hmm. on a piece of paper.
Right, a yellow, like, legal pad.
Yeah.
It's very structured. Yeah.
And I can feel that in mm-hmm. it. And just like there's a lack of ease to it in that regard, where you take somebody like Leonard Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard Cohen eats his lunch when it comes to words, right? He can't. Paul Simon can't come within a mile of him. Like the ease and the complexity of Leonard Cohen with the words.
Mm.
But look, that's neither here nor there. It's not a race. It's not a contest. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying, but that's somebody who I feel a connection with, of that class of songwriter, that kind of somebody writing their songs and singing and performing their songs.
Famous Blue Raincoat.
But
that was about an actual raincoat. To me, that's like Paul Simon was mm-hmm. talking about Graceland, but he wasn't talking about uh-huh. Graceland, Tennessee. He was talking about this place where we can go uh-huh. to, you know.
Sure. Well,
whereas Leonard Cohen,
thanks. Yeah, thanks for. Yeah, let's
Let's down talk Leonard Cohen's lyrics first, and then I give the guy credit.
And his name was not Al. You know, it was kind of
he
was,
sure. Oh, you just you can call him that,
right?
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. He's saying, if you'll be my bodyguard,
right?
I think that Chevy Chase being in that thing is probably about 70% of what I don't like about Paul Simon.
Yeah.
Like that informs like,
right.
Cause it's like a time stamp of just like content.
Right. Lorne Michaels.
Rich.
Is just
yeah. Lorne Michaels.
Floating in wings. Yeah.
Yeah. Content rich people.
Right. Inherently mean spirited that video. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what that, now I'm realizing it. That is probably 75% of what I don't like about Paul Simon.
Mm-hmm.
That video is the source mm-hmm. of it. And it has like poisoned. Mm. I'm serious now.
Wow.
I'm actually thinking this through. I think the arrogance of that video,
mm-hmm.
that's funny, that video.
Right.
When it's like the least
it
funny thing
funny
I've ever
It was funny at the
seen.
Time though.
It was never funny. That video was never
well,
funny.
Paul Simon's really short and Chevy Chase mm-hmm. is really tall.
Sure. Yeah, and they both
they
yeah.
played I think Chevy Chase had a really tiny saxophone too, an alto.
That video is why this is it really is like this is like therapy for Paul Simon or something.
Great.
I just had a breakthrough.
This is great.
About why I am down on Paul Simon and it's that video. Now you've assumed this you're sitting very much like you just shifted in your chair mm-hmm. as if you're now in charge of me. Some,
yeah.
Like you're leading me somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. We got you through. Now go back
well,
to
now
that
I just
record.
Gotta go see the guy in concert.
Well, too check. Late. Too late.
I
you
gotta go
it.
See these hits live. Wait, when's he playing next? Let me check the.
I think he's done.
Is he done? He'll be back.
He'll probably be back. I mean, he was. That was such a, like I think he was crying and stuff on stage.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
why would he want to stop? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so good. You
yeah.
know?
Anybody throw M80s at the stage? Anything like that going on? Like in the 70s, he would have been playing that show, and someone would have thrown an M80 at him. like that's how shows went back. It's
right.
Like, I love Aerosmith so much; they're my favorite band. Wait, what's that in your pocket? Oh, it's an M80. I'm going to throw it at the. I'm going to throw it at Steven Tyler. Hopefully it blows up. It blows him up.
There was a few bottles chucked at the stage.
Just like high arcing.
Yeah, real high. And then the guitar. Yeah, I guess the guitar player kept taking them.
Like where you're not sure if it's going to make the stage.
Right.
Like, it's like, boy, that's got the arc. I don't know if that bottle's got the distance, though.
Well, he threw a ball out into the crowd because he's like, this is where I used to come and play catch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so he threw a baseball into the audience and then there was a bit much. It was off the top. He kind of hadn't earned it yet or something, but he played catch with the audience.
Any special guests? Anybody show up?
Edie Brickell whistled on Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard
okay.
slightly out of tune,
mm-hmm.
so it was a little
okay
uncomfortable.
Anyone else?
That's
Artie show up?
Artie had his own show in Minnesota, I think, that night. And Billy Joel. I thought Billy Joel was a was
you know
a sure
Artie.
Thing.
You know Artie booked that show.
Oh, definitely.
Just to be like,
definitely.
I got to be out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody asking why
mm-hmm.
I'm not there. I'm
mm-hmm.
playing a show that night.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that night there was probably
he got an M80 thrown at him that night.
There probably was no show in Minnesota.
Right.
Like people showed up like, Art's not here. Like like people.
He's in the Upper West Side right now.
Yeah. Art's in New York crying right
yeah.
now. We just had to say there's a Garfunkel show. So
right.
We do have a cutout of Garfunkel on stage. So if you guys could come in, take some pictures. If you could put
right,
them on
hashtag
Instagram.
Garfunkel was here.
Saw Garfunkel. Yeah. Garfunkel, like greater than Simon.
Right.
Can you hashtag that? Garfunkel greater than Simon? And just get that out. Then people retweet that. And then it looks like there's a Garfunkel show.
Right. Hashtag feeling groovy.
Best show. Hi. Hello.
Hey, Tom. I was
What?
Hey, Tom, I was hoping to ask you about some acting performances in the spirit of Pacino in Jack and Jill.
Yes, the great Al Pacino in Jack and Jill.
Yeah, right, of course. All right, so I got three here. Number one, Christopher Walken up against the esteemed David Spade in, I'm sure you know, Joe Dirt.
Yes, Christopher Walken and Joe Dirt.
All right. Number two, Peter Falk up against the lauded Chris Kattan and Corky Romano.
That's true.
And number three, last but not least, although I'm not actually sure of his name, the guy that plays Bobby Bacala in Clint Eastwood's Hereafter up against Matt Damon.
I'll take the first two. What I would say, why don't you swap the third one out, Bobby Bacala, because look, this guy's... Why don't you switch in Julianne Moore in the movie, the what's the Tim Meadows movie?
Ladies Man?
Ladies Man.
Honestly, Will Ferrell is amazing in that movie, I must say.
I'm saying put Julianne Moore in.
Okay,
She has a small part as a circus clown in The Ladies Man.
But Bobby Bacala does play one of the top San Francisco chefs.
I don't care about Bobby. He's not. You're missing the point of the whole thing. Is that
you're right? I'm sorry. Fair enough.
You're celebrating Bobby Bacala as if that's like equal to Al Pacino.
Well, he outacts the crap out of Matt Damon, though.
First of all, I question whether Bobby Bacala brought it that hard. It just means Matt Damon sleptwalked through it.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, I mean, I'm curious about those first two, though. The, Christopher Walken and Peter Falk.
Yeah, they're both great. And they both clearly wanted to buy something that that week. Maybe like a little boat or put a down payment on a lake house or something. That's their right. Look, if people would pay me to be in movies, could you imagine? I'd be in movies all day long.
You would be great in a Tyler Perry movie.
I'd do a Tyler Perry movie.
You can be the token white guy. You would kill it.
Yeah, great. Well, I'll do it. Is he hiring?
I could see you in an Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
I mean, either way, you're playing an accountant.
What's that now?
Either way, you're going to be playing an accountant in either role.
I'm going to be playing an accountant.
Yeah, but a great accountant.
See, now you're getting into weird. It sounds like you have some issues you need to sort through. Yeah. You showed a little too much of your inner workings on this one now, my friend.
Fair enough.
Now get off my phone. Good riddance, right? So as I was saying, I'm Toronto bound for a while. I'll be gone for a while, and not just more than weeks. I'll be gone. I'll be gone for a couple months. What do you think about that, Mike? You're not going to see me. You're going to be sad. You'll love it. Oh, great. Thanks. Right back at you. You love it. Thought you'd say something nice. I love it. It's not going to see me. Yeah. See how much I go to push apmike.bandcamp.com. Let's see how much I push it. Right? Not pushing it anymore, Mike. I'm done pushing apmike.bandcamp.com. How are we doing with that thing, Pat? Not good. Well, my friends, I got to say, I was going to try to do some vape triloquism on the way out. But the vape thing that I paid $100 for apparently doesn't work anymore. That's a great purchase. The thing weighs 7 pounds. What am I supposed to bring it back? Yeah, hi, this vape thing doesn't work. I bought clown. What's the stuff called? Clown? Clown serum? That's the flavoring in it, clown serum. It's like smoking a can of Orange Crush.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
It's disgusting. Oh. It really is disgusting. You realize that that orange soda is not supposed to exist in vapor form. Nick, first of all, it's not smoke. It's vapor.
Oh.
It's vapor. It's not smoke.
It's water-based.
It's water-based. It's just vapor.
And can you do tricks, too?
I can. not working, though.
I want to see this.
I know. You sure that's the right chord for it, Pat? Can you bring it here for a second?
Can you use it while it's plugged in? Is that possible?
Oh, I don't think so. Catch fire. Right?
Yeah, vape and catch fire.
Vape and catch fire. AMC's new.
They want it's an show. Edgar Award winning show.
That would be. They've got the Seagot. Let's see. I'll try this. Hold on. Was it a mini USB cord?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that what it is? Or micro, but it's the right one.
Oh, I'm gonna throw this thing in the street.
I don't know what the right button.
I'm gonna smash. You listen to me. The people at the Smoke Corporation, SMOK. Your thing's a piece of trash, man.
I think it's pronounced smock.
Smock.
Why is spelling things wrong? Yeah, is there not an umlaut on there? Or?
No, but I just from the little YouTube videos I was watching on how to, you know, on setup, pronouncing it smock. What about that?
So weird. It looks
is
like
that
a
charger.
Oh, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Let me try that.
Yeah.
Gotta
take the carb off, buddy. Off your.
Off the vape.
I don't know. Dudio is under the weather. So we miss you. We miss you, and miss that that vape knowledge you bring every week.
Mm.
He loves his vaping. So.
I'm excited to see where the technology will go. I mean, because really, if you think about vapes, it's. We're in the, like, you know, George Melies era of
yes,
vapes.
This
you know?
Really is. We're talking about
the train coming at the audience.
Yeah, and the audience jumping up in
right,
terror.
Right.
You just imagine when what's the jazz singer
right.
for vaping? When do we get into the talkies?
Headset bait, I would say, like glass wearable tech. Like
yeah.
You don't even have to.
Some sort
or
of.
Or implant, maybe it's.
A vape plant.
Vape,
right?
Man. It's just and in you always.
Yeah. Then you can just vape.
You
just maybe
click it.
You just, yeah. You,
blink.
And you turn it on. Yeah. And you pour the juice in your mouth. Like you drink it.
Yeah,
and then
I would
it comes
say.
Back out as.
Or you
as,
inject it with a needle.
Sure.
Shoot into your vein.
This sounds very. It sounds like this technology.
It sounds
like,
crazy now, but.
It sounds like David Cronenberg is like broke. And try,
yeah.
But it sounds like something he'd write, like, on the train on his way to a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he realized he's got an idea for a pitch, and then, like, he sees that he sees, like, a billboard for the exact thing he's about to go pitch. And then he's like, oh, no, that idea's been used already. What's that?
What else do I got?
How we doing?
I'm worried that the batteries inside here, the rechargeable ones, might have.
This piece of crap. You listen to me, Smoke. Smoke company. Paid $100 for this dumb thing. Mike, get in your car. I want you to wait out in front of this. It's a vape place on Route 22. They open at probably 10 a.m. I want you to be the first customer inside. Get ready. And you can get something at the... I think there's a Jimmy John's nearby.
Get something for yourself.
Yeah, pick up something for yourself. Get yourself a Jimmy John's, Mike. I can't understand Mike anymore. He's talking out there. It's like he's muttering to himself. This vape thing makes me sick to my stomach. $100. Out of pocket. I'm trying to do vape-based comedy on the show. I can't. This is how I go out? This is how I go out before I go on my trip? I'm looking at some of the people here with their lists of the five people to bring to reboot Earth. Bad Guy Zero says John Wick, Mary Poppins, Buckaroo Banzai, Marge Gunderson from Fargo, and R2-D2. Then someone says Stone Cold Stunner, Sweet Chin Music, Torture Rack, Tombstone, Pearl River Point. Wait, no, this is... This is not a list. This is Damian Lillard from the
Portland Trailblazers. That's, he listed five things, but not. Yeah. I gotta
say.
Are those
Mother Love Bone songs?
I think he might be a big.
Because he's a Northwest guy, right?
He is Pacific Northwest. I gotta say, this vape thing took the vape out of my sails.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what it's like to see your moment of. What, I gotta go buy? Spend another $100?
Probably.
Right.
I would say it's like it's gone up in smoke, but apparently it's not smoke.
It's not smoke. Technically, it's vapor. Oh, it's vapor.
Water-based.
Yes, right. Water-based. You, any hotel room, you can do this in it, and they can't
you can
say
legally
a thing.
Vape?
They can't say a thing in a hotel room. They cannot say a thing. This is not smoking.
You're like those guys in Texas that that go on YouTube and film themselves at the border.
And just like...
Or through the crossing and mm-hmm. say like, what am I being arrested for mm-hmm. or something, or what am I being searched for? Yep. They're like libertarian guys.
Like pushing the line with it.
You're like a vapertarian. You go in with your vape and...
First of all.
Argue for your...
I like when these dudes put these thugs. You can't just arrest people. Mm. Push the line.
Sorry, I
push
agree
back.
With that. I agree push with back. That. I agree. But I think
but there's
the
a
libertarians
sport to it.
Are
there's
doing
a sport
it.
To yeah, it. Yeah, yeah, yes, yeah. I know what you're saying.
And you they're not in it guys. For the right reasons.
You get these guys. You get your AP mics, and they taunt cops, and they. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm not gonna. Why am I doing that to you? Now, you get guys like Mike, and they go to a giant stadium, and they see Bruce Springsteen, and they get into an argument when somebody's smoking. And if that guy was vaping at that show, Mike, you wouldn't have gotten into it with him, right? If that guy was vaping next to you at that Springsteen show, you would have said, hey, would you mind stop smoking? And he would have said, oh, well, technically, it's vaping. It's not smoke. I'm not smoking. I'm vaping. Well, look, the big finale to the show has been taken away from us. The big vape-tacular was going to end the show with a performance of Billy was going to be back, the vape-triloquism. Well, now I'm going to old Toronto for a while. I'll be there. Best show's going to continue. We'll do it. I'll be by remote. I'll figure it out. We don't miss shows here. We respect you, the Patreon supporter. Now, Nick.
Yes, Tom.
Your book, Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
Is your tour over? Is your book tour over?
I have one event in Los Angeles, California at Secret Headquarters on October 5th.
Okay.
And it's free. And it's like a free thing from like 7 to 9 or something. And it's pretty informal. There's like wine and refreshments, and we'll talk about it and show. There's no words in the book, so I can't mm-hmm. really do a reading, but
yeah,
it's just I'm figuring it out.
That's all any of us are doing. And what's next? What's down the pike now? What do you see? What medium at least will you be doing something in?
I see a black hole. I see darkness. I have okay. no. All I right. have. I have no idea. I have ideas. I have things that I've been trying to set up for many years
mm-hmm.
That move really slowly. but I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Tom. I might pack it all in, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I'm in the same boat. This the people at the smoke. If you want to know why the show ran out of it's up in smoke.
Sorry.
Even though technically it's vapor. It's not smoke. It's water base,
and it's not gas. You can't run out of gas.
No. The people at the Smoke Corporation, SMOK, they're the ones with egg on their face tonight. I spent $100 on a vape device. I think it was what you call it, like a
yeah.
Correct. What a starter kit. Yeah,
that's clunky.
$100 for this dumb thing. Didn't work. Worked for a little bit, now it's dead. You killed the best show. Smoke. At Smoke. Sick. It's sick and sad. It's equal parts sick and sad. Billy, I can't do the vape-triloquism without the... I was looking to go out with a bang. Some ventriloquism. Some old vape-triloquism. My the one thing I invented. Vape-triloquism. That's my EGOT. Look, I get
VGOT?
VGOT. The Vape Awards.
Right. Second annual.
The Emmys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud. I have a VGOT. I have a Vape Award, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. What's that, Mike?
What if, like, Billy...
Hold on. Well, let me put the...
Started gargling water.
No, stop it with that. Okay, you do it. You do it, then. You want to do it?
You let me put my mouth on that thing?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Get out. You're really... You've pushed it tonight. You've pushed it, and
This little hiatus, I think, is going to be good for everybody.
Everybody, yeah. Dudio's out. He's unwell. You got Mike. Mike with his stupid calendar is driving me up the wall. This calendar, yet I don't have one. I'm going to leave. I'm going to a different country now, Mike. I don't have a calendar. I'm a calendar. Will I be back by January? You know what? You better tread lightly, Mike. Tread lightly with this. Unless you want to be looking at those calendars for a long time, you'll be looking at those calendars. You get very accustomed. I'll buy you a plank for Christmas. You can lay across the boxes of them. You build a nice little table. One box is gone, so you have an uneven table, a footstool, right? A shoe rack. You'll have something, though. You get those boxes. How many boxes you got left? Three more. This guy sold... This is sickening. This guy sold 25% of his calendar run. It's still September. The money this guy makes on the show, Nick, I tell you. It's Penguin's money.
He was talking earlier about that he was going to retire because he had the calendar thing.
He's got the
locked in.
You better watch out. He's going to do your thing next. Right?
There's other birds, yeah. I mean, you could...
Yeah. Yeah.
Pelicans and...
Yeah, this guy with this vape thing, I tell you. To get brought down by a vape device. Brought low. Now I know how Darth Vader felt when they blew up the Death Star. Now I know how Darth Vader felt. I never understood it until now. Some rube. Imagine that. You make a thing, a Death Star, you're blowing planets up. Some farmer starts driving a spaceship for one down the thing, shuts the remote off, blows the whole thing up. You know who I'm mad at with that?
C-3PO.
Who built this exhaust pipe, the hole here? First thing I do, if I'm Darth Vader, first meeting back, who put that exhaust port on this thing that could blow the whole thing up?
Right.
An exhaust port?
Right.
We really needed an open hole, an open target?
It was an inside job, I think, though,
It
right?
must have
it
been.
It was Luke's uncle.
Owen.
Uncle Owen.
First thing I say, though, guys, next time we build one of these things,
right,
let's maybe put something over across the exhaust port so that you can't, fire a laser in it and blow up the entire Death Star to start a chain reaction.
And this isn't a pun, but are you angling to be Darth Vapor? Is that where you're leading with this?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this vape thing don't work. I wish I could. That would be...
And that wasn't a pun. I just want to make that clear.
Thanks for not making a pun. Right? First meeting back.
Yeah.
I would just, if I was Darth Vader, I would just say, great job with the exhaust port, everyone. Further be like, hey, I wonder why there's only six of us here at the meeting. Oh, everyone blew up on the Death Star? Oh, that's why. Everyone got blown up on the Death Star. That's why there's no one here for this meeting. Great job. And now I'm looking at Twitter. Somebody's doing a thing with the art of vapetriloquism with the thing. They're just... Here's another list.
Someone's already taken the idea and has been nominated
for a vape
award?
He'll win a vape award.
Yeah, exactly.
If you could win... Picture this. An Emmy?
Mm.
A Grammy?
That sounds nice.
An Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
A Tony. Or
Ooh.
A vape award. Or a vape lifetime achievement.
Okay, that's award. Where you got
yeah,
me.
It's not just a yearly thing where you're just...
It's such a nascent award that I think you really get remembered as like a pioneer, mm-hmm. you know, the vape arts. And you establish what's to come. So I think, you know, we all think of the first Oscar winner and the first Emmy mm-hmm. winner. And I think I would love to be in that caliber of person.
Sure. Or you could get your name on the Stanley Cup as if you played for a team that
right.
won.
I wouldn't touch the Stanley Cup if I... Those
These dudes are barfing
in it. Peeing
in
it and barfing
yeah,
in
gross.
It.
It's gross.
Yeah.
The abuse disgusting. That the Stanley Cup has
yeah.
taken.
Hockey players are... Well, you know.
Well, I'll be there. I'll
yeah,
find out
you'll
soon.
You'll find out.
I'll find out. I'll be at the
they
Hockey
They just walk up and down Dundas, I think.
Okay. Dundas, that's one yeah. of the streets
yeah.
I can look forward to.
Dufferin and Dundas. You hit that corner and you're good.
Now, what should I be doing in Toronto? Let me write this down.
You know, I will shout out one place. It's okay. called, it's a bar. It's called Communist Daughter.
Communist.
And on Monday night, they have this thing called D-side on the B-side.
Okay.
Where everyone can bring a record and you listen to the A-side and then everyone in the bar, it's a tiny little bar. It feels mm-hmm. like a living room or something. And then everyone gets to vote whether they want to hear the B-side or hear something new.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to argue why you want to hear the B-side or why you want to hear something new. And it's a really... It brings everyone in the bar together. It's actually really cool. Mm-hmm. If you have a Monday night,
all right,
I recommend
and a
it.
Record
and a record.
Yes,
there's a record store right next door.
Yeah, I might quit. I'll run in. I'll be like, "Do you guys have any drowning pool 70s?
Smoke them out.
The floor. Let the bodies hit the floor." All right, my friends. I gotta end the show. I'm sleeping 3 to 4 hours a night, getting ready for this trip. I really am. I'm. Next week will be a good show. I promise you. This vape thing. I'm sick on this vape thing. I'm sick. Smoke. SMOK. I know what the E must stand for. What?
Electronic. Dysfunction.
Or the reason there's no E on it.
Because it's yeah.
Because it
doesn't work.
It doesn't work. All right. Well, I want to say Nick Thorburn.
Mm-hmm. Present.
One of my favorite people.
Tom, right back at you.
You're
and that's
true.
Not just for the for the show.
Please, I'm not just saying
you
it.
Know
I'm
I love you.
For, and I love you too. Being friends with you is one of the best things I have in my life. And I'm not saying that. I don't say that lightly.
Really?
You don't. Yes.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I returned that sentiment.
And I say, Mike, you know I love you, right? Never hear it back, but that's fine. But you know what, Mike? I don't need to hear it back. You know why? Because I'm used to it. I'm used to whether I'm being looking at the back of a smoke vape device that's not working, or I'm finding out that I'm no longer wanted on a television show for home box office. I'm used to rejection. It happens. You get used to it after a while, but you know what? Does it make it any easier? No, it doesn't. It still hurts, just like it's the first time that you've been rejected. Rejection, a lot of the time it's like throwing a pebble into a pond, and the ripples just bring to mind the previous rejections that you've dealt with, and it's not, it all comes back. Yeah, rejection, that's tough stuff, man. You know, you try, and you try to get a vape thing going because you want to end the show on a funny note because you're going to be gone for a while. But you know what? Then you just got to look yourself in the mirror and you just got to say, you know what? What am I supposed to do? I didn't make this stupid vape thing, this piece of garbage. What are you doing vaping anyway? I probably just added 6 months to my life by not doing this dumb vape thing tonight on the show. I'm probably going to live a little while, breathe a little better tonight. And you know what? Yeah. Tonight? Take it on the chin? Yeah. I'm sleeping 3 hours a night, guys. I'm sleeping 3 hours a night. Losing my mind a little bit. But you know what? I made it to the finish line. I sat here. I did it. Mike and I did a show before this. And I was thinking about doing a half-hour power after this. Maybe we will. I don't know. But all I know is that this best show, I look at all the other things I get going in my life. And I got things. I try this. I try that. You do whatever it takes to put food on the table. And you do whatever it takes to try different things in your life. But you know what I always do? I keep coming back to the best show because it's this thing. It isn't a thing I do. I think it's a thing I am. And at this point, I just have to admit, the best show is who I am, and I'm not stopping it. And even if I'm out of town, I don't care. If I'm out of the country, I don't care. The best show's going to keep going. The show will be back next week. I will not be in the studio, but the show will be in your ears next week. Mark it down! We don't miss the show. What if I miss it now? Wouldn't that be the worst thing in the world? Could you imagine if then I miss the show now? Right? You know how it goes, Mike, right? Then we hear the fireworks, and then we decide to listen to a little bit of Xanadu! And the best show will be back next week in some form. We're back, not going away. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Bye.